I finally remember a lesson in grammar school from my science teacher that went as follows. Human beings are advanced creatures. Humans have such a higher order intelligence that we are able to solve problems that other creatures cannot even touch. I get great satisfaction from knowing that because it meant that I was superior to all of these other lower-level organisms like pigs and horses and cows and ants and bugs and tarantulas and cats. I was the smart one, and they were the ones that just kind of hung around and existed. I was the one that could solve the problems of the world, not the animals. I found myself on our hill, which overlooks the Sound, last week, trying to get rid of ivy that was killing all of our plants that were holding our bank in place. Deborah came by, and I happened to say to her, "Do you know, I've just had a thought. I think that plants are smarter than human beings." And Deborah said, "Oh, yeah, you didn't know that? I've known that for a long time." I thought, geez, the lesson from grammar school stuck all of these years until now. I mean, that ivy is about as smart of a creature as you can get. They wind around these bushes in ways that are so clever, no human being could ever design such an intervention. The smartness of those plants is really unfathomable. They are destroying every plant that's not an ivy on our entire hill, and getting rid of them is an inhuman task, to be sure. I now want to make an analogy to not ivy the plant, but to fungus in our bodies. I believe the same argument holds for fungus. I believe that fungus has a superordinate intelligence. I don't want to suggest they think like a living animal or a human, but there is a sense of knowing that is present there that is unfathomable. I believe that fungus do not operate by themselves or in isolation. I believe they are highly organized. I believe that they work in unison. I believe that they are collectively organized as an army that defends against any threat to kill off any of the noxious materials and living entities in our bodies. I believe that the fungus encircles all the harmful bacteria. I believe that the fungus encircles all the harmful viruses. I believe that the fungus encircles all of the horrendous pathogens that do great damage to our health. I believe that they are a primary defense that is used to protect the life of all of those harmful substances and organisms in our bodies. This means that at a high priority is to be able to address the presence of fungus overgrowth in our bodies, if this is true. So, consider the possibility, and I acknowledge it is a wild possibility, to suggest that these little harmless organisms organize themselves into armies within our bodies, but consider the possibility that is true. And I invite you to investigate for yourself the real evidence that exists out there on the harm that the presence of fungus overgrowth is doing in our bodies. Consider what we know about other illnesses and other diseases. It's pretty clear to me that fungus lies at the foundation of all chronic illness. And so, the resolution of that illness starts with being able to cleanse your body of the overgrowth of fungus. I acknowledge this is a wild and crazy idea, but take it, if you will, as true and use it as a motivation to do your own research and investigation. My motivation with these meditations is to encourage you to pursue a serious candida cleanse for yourself. Robert Rogers, Parkinson's Recovery.